Christmas Eve. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, Christmas Eve. Today, it is Christmas Eve. Oh my. It's a day that shopping is going to stop, and the stockings will be hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. And the stockings will be stuffed with all sorts of goodies. This is tradition, this is life around the world, where Santa Claus comes and brings gifts to all of the children, and the adults. It's a wonderful thing, a very, very wonderful thing. Now, what is it to you? What is it to you, Christmas Eve? What is it to me? Well, Christmas Eve is a symbol, and it can only be a symbol. It's a symbol of a consciousness that birthed itself, that became aware to the world on that time so long ago. Actually, it didn't take place on Christmas Eve. It took place some other time. And it wasn't as they say it was in the Bible. It was a little different. But what difference does it make? Christmas Eve is supposed to be a time of a very special time. It's a time where people stop fighting. In fact, in many of the major wars, the battles would stop on Christmas Eve so that everyone could celebrate Christmas. And Christmas Day was the day of peace and relaxation. The day after, they followed with their activities as life goes on. What is it that you and I do on Christmas Eve? Well, Christmas Eve is a whole day. It's not just after supper when you open the gifts. It's the whole day. It's the day of remembrance. It's a day of beingness. Now, we say the word remembrance, and in the word remembrance, we're saying to remember is to remember something past. But it's to remember to be in the now. Because if we think about the past, it means nothing to us. If we think about the future, that means nothing to us. It's only this moment now that means anything to us. This moment now, am I thinking beautiful thoughts? And let's take the ing off of there. Do I think beautiful thoughts? I think about my brother who is in the hospital. And I think, Ray, you're a wonderful guy. I see you whole and perfect now. I see you enjoying all of the goodness that life has to give. I see you released of yesterday and released of tomorrow's expectations, living only in the now of wholeness and perfection, harmony, happiness, and peace. Ray, you're my brother. I love you. I see you whole and perfect right now, not tomorrow, not in yesteryear when you were a child or a young man or whatever, but right now. I see you perfect right now. And my brother-in-law, Bill, I see him perfect right now. Yes, Bill, I see you perfect right now. I see you living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body right now. And Marie, my sister, I see you enjoying perfect health as you always do. Not as you always do, but as you do, as you are perfect health now. And my brother Howie, I see you enjoying perfect health. You enjoy perfect health right now, right now. And my son Mark, I see you enjoy perfect health right now. My wife, Faith, I see you enjoy perfect health right now. All of these are my family. All of these are those that I care about as my loved ones. My grandson, Paul, I see you enjoy perfect health right now. And all the people in our family world, I see you enjoy perfect health right now. And my campus family here, all of these dedicated people who have stayed with me all these 30 years to bring this philosophy into all the world, to share with all people that Christmas Eve is every moment of our life. It's every moment of our life where the divine consciousness, the Christ consciousness, is born again and again and again, each moment that we live, and let it only be one moment, and it's an eternal moment. And I see you, Helen, Ellen, I see you, Ellen, experiencing all the dynamics that you are, all the beauty, all the wonder, all the magic that you are, in your whole and perfect body now. I see you, Ingeborg, a dynamic woman of power and majesty and glory and wholeness right now, a mind sharp as crisp can be. And I see you, Sylvia, a gentle, loving, sensitive, caring being who likes yourself first, absolutely likes yourself first, and sees all the world from that wonderful perspective of liking yourself, living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body now. Yes, and on to Dorothea, your wonderful magic self expresses agelessly in the now. A beautiful, wonderful Christ consciousness being that I'm most proud of. And Gertrude, the endless time that you have spent thinking the thoughts of the University of Healing, living the thoughts of the University of Healing, but being first and foremost yourself, but doing it now, on this Christmas Eve, being the fantastic, beautiful, whole and perfect person that you are right now, living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. And you, Lydia, here for our seminar with Gertrude and with Dorothea. You, Lydia, the gentle soul of the Christ consciousness expressed in its absolute majesty. You are peace. You are love. You are now. You are the Christmas Eve child, as we all are the Christmas Eve child, living in this Christ consciousness now and always. Now I could go on to all of my students around the world. I could go on to all the hundreds and thousands who have attended seminars and enthusiastically endorsed this project, this program, this ideal, this Christ consciousness now in each of us, where we can say, I am God, God I am. This is what the Master Jesus taught us so many years ago, and now we are beginning to understand it and live it. This is Christmas Eve, not a time of remembrance, but a time of being. A time of being the divine that we are, right now, in all the beauty, majesty, goodness, and wholeness that we are right now, not tomorrow, not another day, not in the past, but right now. We take a deep breath, let it all out, and we say, peace. I am peace. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I like me. I'm divine order, I am peace. I am the Christ. I am all that is right now. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful feeling to know that on this Christmas Eve, we have found again who we really are. And today, today, let's see if we can not stray away from the gift that we are this Christmas Eve. Have a lovely Christmas Eve, and know that I cuddle you, hug you in my arms, hold you in all my joy, in all my peace, in all my love, because I love you. I love you. I love you.